This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
With the first selection in the 2009 first-year player draft, the Washington Nationals select Steven Strasburg, right-handed pitcher from San Diego State University, San Diego, California.
This weekend, it became official, Steven Strasburg retiring from Major League Baseball. Not a surprise, this was a formality, but now the team and Strasburg no longer at odds. Ideally, he will be at the five-year anniversary celebration of the World Series with his teammates on the next homestand. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Kick off your future with the law firm of Condori and Murad. They're the official show sponsor here at G&D. They'll help protect your assets. Update your will and your trust. Schedule a free estate planning strategy with one of the Fairfax attorneys that they've got in their office. And you can check them out online, kmlawyers.com. If you mention us, you'll get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Dave Jagler, one of the voices of Nats baseball. You hear him every night here on The Fan. He'll be at one of the great ballparks in America in San Francisco tonight on the call of the Nats and the Giants, joining us out west where it is still morning time. Is it eclipsing out there yet? I think things happen differently on the west, right?
No, man, we're in the wrong path, guy. It's a beautiful blue sky out here in San Francisco. So, yeah, we're not in the line of fire here, unfortunately.
You will not get to see that.
The line of totality, whatever it's called.
Exactly. That's right. Yeah, we just had Ryan break it all down for us here in studio.
He did a great job.
We're up to speed now and everything that's going on.
Nice.
Jags, Strass, it's official. Retirement. Legacy is what?
Legacy is one of the greatest players in our franchise. I mean, World Series MVP and a guy who I think 37 will be never worn again. So that's the simple answer to that question. One of the greatest to ever put on the Nationals uniform.
Jags, when did it turn for him? And what I mean is, when did it go from exciting future, the prospect? We all remember the debut, some of your incredible calls against Pittsburgh and how much fun that was, subsequent injury. And there was always this sense of it's going to be great. When did it actually become the thing that we were promised? Does that make sense? It turned from almost to then it was.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you kind of a long answer to that because, I mean, I don't know the exact moment, but it's an interesting point you bring up because obviously he came up and he was dominant right away. And those were some of the most memorable moments of my career, that first game. And then we go to Cleveland for his second start. And they have like 15,000 there for a Saturday night. He pitches on a Sunday afternoon, and it's sold out.
Yeah, Beatlemania.
There's an entire just a concession kiosk of Strasburg merchandise in the then Indians ballpark. It's like you don't see that. You don't see a road player having his jersey draped all over their ballpark. It was insane. But what it did was it set an unrealistic expectation. And he spent very little time in the minor leagues. And when he first came up, obviously he dominated, but then, as the league adjusts, he had to learn some things. Like, he never knew how to hold a runner. He didn't have any runners on base against him in college or in the minor leagues. And he had to learn how to deal with adversity in that he struggled early in his career. Like, he would make the perfect pitch and there'd be a jam shot base hit and he would see the shoulders slump and like, well, that shouldn't have happened. Well, it took him a little bit of time to to kind of just grow and mature. And unfortunately, he had to do that at the big league level with all these eyes on him because of that, you know, initial just groundswell of attention when he came up. So it's hard to pick out the moment when it really happened, but it was a gradual thing. And, you know, most guys go through that process either in the minor leagues or there's not that much of a microscope on him as you deal with that maturing process going through the major leagues. So, I mean, when it all kind of came to fruition and he had some very, very nice season in 2014 and, missed the postseason in 16 because he was injured, but it kind of all came together in that Cubs series. When he had that performance with the Nationals facing elimination and he was sick the day before and he went out and he was unhittable when the Nationals needed him to be at his best, that's when he said, man, this guy has fully arrived. So it was a gradual process. It was kind of like an eclipse going over the length of the land, but it took a while. Ultimately, it got there, and that foreshadowed what we saw in 2019 with that just truly remarkable postseason run that he had.
Dave Jagler on Grant and Danny. I remember being in Altoona, Pennsylvania for his first ever pro start, April 11th, 2010. I drove with a couple of buddies from college, sat behind the screen. They got a pretty cool roller coaster out behind the right field wall in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And it's a pretty neat little ballpark in the mountains. And Stras made his pro debut that day and was touching 100 miles an hour. And just that ballpark was, for a minor league game, it was crazy. It was electric. And it was, you see this all the time now with guys like Paul Skeens or when Dylan Cruz debuts in Fredericksburg or whatever. But that wasn't really a thing back in 2010 yet. I mean, the prospect culture and industry was just launching. What do you remember about the hoopla leading up to that first start? Not even the night itself, but just the idea that finding out, okay, Strasburg's going to pitch at home against Pittsburgh, and like just how big of a deal it was for everyone trying to get their hands on tickets.
Yeah, I mean, every minor league start was a big deal. I mean, they tried to line up his starts when he was at Syracuse in AAA. Back then, Syracuse was our affiliate, and they kind of lined him up to pitch most of his games at home. And that made like two seasons for them. The fact that they filled their ballpark on a random Tuesday night for his start against Rochester or something. So yeah, it was a big deal. And like I said, just the attendance on the road was what really stood out. We knew his starts at home were events. He had the first start against Pittsburgh with the incredible buildup. And in that start, as he struck out the side in the sixth and the seventh inning, the one thing about baseball is the great saying, you never know, like you never know what's going to happen. I felt as certain as I ever have of any result in baseball that he was going to strike out. As he got to two strikes, oh, he's going to strike this guy out. He's going to strike this guy out. And it just seemed so automatic what he was going to do. And it was tremendous to watch. Second start was at Cleveland. Third start is at home against Chicago White Sox. President Obama's in attendance. And I remember there was an inning in that game where he had a 3-up, 3-down inning with 3 ground outs. And there was an audible groan of frustration from the crowd. How dare he have a 3-up, 3-down inning with no strikeouts? And that kind of tells you what I was saying earlier, the kind of the impossible expectation level that he walked into. And, as that season went along, he had a start in Atlanta where, again, it was a third full the night before, totally filled when he started. Then the home start where he gets scratched before the game, and the entire crowd boos when they announce Miguel Batista as the starter. And Batista goes out and throws 5 innings and gets the win and has the famous Miss Iowa quote. So that always became the Miss Iowa game. It may not be Miss America, but Miss Iowa is pretty nice too. And then we had to have Miss Iowa come to a game later in the season. But that 2010 was real heady stuff. Unfortunately, you knew it was sad when it ended in Philadelphia when he threw that changeup, and you could see the grimace and Steve McCaddy calling to the bullpen and slamming the door of the bullpen phone in the dugout. You knew it was bad, and you knew he was going to be down for a while. And it wasn't quite the same level of, just microscope around the league when he came back a year later. And then ultimately that led to the shutdown situation in 2012, which is part of the narrative. And obviously we went on from there.
So, and Dave Jagger with us here on Grant and Danny. I want to get to the him off the field a little bit, Jags, because, you know, Grant and I were around the team a lot, especially more so when we were doing middays, but nowhere near as much as you and Charlie, right? You guys are traveling with them. You're embedded with these guys in a lot of ways. And Strauss would rather, you know, eat a scorpion than talk to Grant and I at spring training or otherwise. He didn't owe us anything, and that's totally fine. It's part of who he was. But what was he like away from the media kind of in general, right? I mean, I had other players that, you know, they played with him for a number of years, talk about how great a teammate he was, how thoughtful he was, how funny he was, kind of, you know, behind the scenes, a great dude. We didn't get to see much of that. I'd love for you to go into that a little bit, Strauss away from the bump.
Yeah, and he didn't necessarily show that to us as the broadcasters, because we were not teammates. I mean, I think there was a dividing line there clearly, mm-hmm. that if you were a teammate, you were in, and if you weren't, then you were outside that little circle. And maybe we were a little more in the circle than you guys or the Washington Post or whoever, but he kind of had that line, and that's fine. That's what it was. But yeah, he had a very sarcastic, dry sense of humor that if you knew him well, he might show it to you. But if you didn't, you weren't going to see it. And I think that, you know, I know Davey Martinez was reflecting on this yesterday, kind of how Anibal Sanchez, Gerardo Parra brought him out of his shell a little bit just in the public eye in the 2019 season. When he hit the home run in Atlanta, well, at that point, you had to dance the conga line, because that's what everyone did when they hit a home run. And Strasburg, you know, as he said, you know, kind of dryly postgame show, I'm not much of a dancer. Well, he had to dance the conga line. And then the famous, you know, slow dances that they were doing after the dominant postseason start. So that was kind of just a little glimpse into what it was. But he was just so incredibly focused and single-minded on his craft. I was watching a clip of Mark DeRosa, who was with the Nationals in 2012, was on MLB Network this morning. He was talking about, I'm coming back from the golf course, and every time I see Strauss, he's dripping in sweat whenever I see him. He was always working and striving to get better. So he didn't have a lot of time for that other interaction with media or people who weren't his teammates. So, you know, that was kind of one thing that was difficult for him, because there was so much focus on him. You weren't allowed to talk to him on days he didn't pitch. So he was kind of sheltered. He just wanted to be like every other guy. So very importantly, I think for him was when Bryce Harper arrived, because that took a lot of the focus and attention off of him. And then obviously Max Scherzer arrived, and Scherzer's an alpha dog, and he's going to front the rotation. So Strasburg could just kind of go about his business and not be bothered as much when he was the number one story.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're joined by Dave Jagler, one of the voices in Nats baseball, looking back at the career of Steven Strasburg, who, of course, guides the Nats to the 2019 World Series, gets the $245 million contract, throws in just the 30 innings since, but, you know, so much to look back on prior to that contract. I want to talk about the 2019 run, because in diving deep into it on our new episode of Bustin' Loose Baseball last night, we kind of went through his outings. It was so incredible what he did that October. Legitimately, this is not me being a homer as a guy in D.C. It's one of the great playoff runs ever, mm-hmm. for a starting pitcher. But it started, people forget, he came in relief, Danny.
In the Brewers game.
That Brewers wild card game when Scherzer was okay, like he was fine, but they needed length. They didn't really have much in the pen ahead of Doolittle at that point, right? And he gave them three shutout with four Ks, and he was ridiculous that night in that wild card game. And Jags, that kind of set the tone. He made two starts in the division series that were very good. He struck out a combined 17. He had an unbelievable start in the NLCS where he punched out 12. And then obviously he pitches in game six. He's tipping his pitches in the first inning and then adjusts to basically almost throw a complete game and force a game seven, which was his Mona Lisa. But you were there every step of the way calling all those games. Now, what'd you make of his 19?
Yeah, I mean, I'll kind of go step by step. I mean, back in the wild card game, we made a big deal out. He had never pitched in relief in the professional ranks. I think he probably last pitched in relief. He was a closer as a freshman at San Diego State. So you're talking about, 2007. So you're talking about 12 years. And I remember we talked to Eric Fetty the next spring, and Fetty was kind of down in the bullpen, wasn't on the roster, but he kind of noticed that, Scherzer's spot in the lineup was coming up in the bottom of the fifth inning. And he said, "Hey, Stras, you better start to get ready," because, Stras couldn't do his normal, long toss routine and stuff that he would normally do on the field. So he had to alter his routine, and we know how routine oriented he was. So he comes in and he dominates, and obviously you have the great eighth inning rally. And so he pitches on 2 days rest after the Nationals got smoked in game one of that Dodgers series. So there was just that one off day to travel. Then they lose game one. He's on the bump in game two facing Kershaw with the Nationals in danger of going down 2-0, and he spun a gem. So, I mean, that was a huge – that was of all the Nationals wins, that's kind of an underrated win in the whole scheme of things. Hudson had the ninth inning jam where Davey Martinez intentionally walked Muncy. I think it was the winning run on first. He ends up walking the next guy and has to strike out Seager with the bases loaded to preserve game two. But that doesn't happen with Strasburg not dominating and outpitching Kershaw. And obviously game five, gave up a couple of early runs, hung in there until the Nationals could rally. The Cardinals start was just utter domination. And then game two in the Houston series, other than that being Danny eating everything in the press dining room, was a very, very close game. It was Verlander against Strasburg, and that was a 2-2 game. Strasburg was in a big jam. I think struck out Tucker with the bases loaded, and then the Nationals exploded. Suzuki hit a home run on the seventh, and they ended up winning in a rout. But that was a nip-and-tuck game the entire way. And then obviously pitch tipping, John Toskis, the video guy, telling Paul Menhardt, the pitching coach, "Hey, he's tipping," and Menhardt deciding, "Well, I've got to tell him. I can't just let this continue and lose the World Series." And he was able to kind of flare his glove. And
that he wasn't going to tell him?
That they had that debate.
Oh, yeah. Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Do you? I mean, it's hard to say in the middle of the world, "Hey, you got to do something different here.
Yeah, change your mechanics."
change this. And if you remember, when he was holding the ball in his glove, as he was going into his windup, he would then repeatedly kind of squeeze his glove back and forth to hide whatever grip he was showing or whatever tell he had. And that change on the fly allowed the Astros not to have what was coming, and they didn't touch him the rest of the night. So, I mean, that was a pretty interesting subplot that came out well after the fact of what he had to do in game six, and ultimately pitches into the ninth inning. And he admitted afterward his arm was hanging after the fifth. He was going on fumes, but boy, he put the team on his back when they most needed it.
It was just incredible. Dave Jagler with us here talking about Steven Strasburg. His stuff as it evolved over the years, he always had that unbelievable hammer curveball, and the changeup was one of the best pitches in the sport. The fastball velocity when he first came up, you talked about it. He was throwing 100, and it was like that wasn't. Now it's like everybody throws 100. It's like, who cares? Or even pitching if you don't throw 100. But then it was pretty rare, Dave. But as his career went on, it wasn't about blowing people away anymore. It was about locating and mixing and really and truly pitching. Again, there was kind of a metamorphosis of him throughout his career. Do you think?
That's it, exactly, and that's what I was talking about with what he had to learn. Like he could dominate college hitters and minor league hitters just with pure stuff. Well, I mean, big league hitters can hit a speeding bullet, so you can't just throw one 100 down the middle without, and that's what made him special, is that he could command all three pitches. And we actually referenced this on the broadcast yesterday with so many pitching injuries and the thought that it's max velocity and max spin rate. And Davey Johnson was a consultant when Strasburg broke in. He was not yet the manager. And he said, I wish he wouldn't throw that hard, kind of insinuating that something bad's going to happen. Like, you can't do that on every pitch. Ultimately, he had the Tommy John surgery. He had to learn, and he did learn, that I don't have to throw my max effort fastball every time, and I can still be a successful big league pitcher at 95. I don't have to throw 99. my curveball and my changeup are good enough to pair along with it. So that was, again, something that he had to learn, and ultimately he did, because he was very successful not throwing quite as hard when he was this kind of just phenomenon with the, oh my God, he can throw 100. That's what everyone was just so amazed by when he first broke in. Then his fastball velocity was a tick above average, but he was well above average with the other pitches.
Dave Jagler, Charlie Slows on the call of Nats baseball right here on The Fan tonight, a 9:45 start, which means 9:15 pregame right here on your flagship home for the Nationals. So I guess two-parter. One, thank you for letting us crash the booth on a chilly night over the weekend. And then secondly, is C.J. Abrams going to play? I'd like to get him back out there. I'm a little nervous.
I would hope. I mean, the old day-to-day thing, and they gave him the 2 days off. I mean, he seemed to be fine when we saw him on the flight. So that would be the hope. Obviously they miss him at the top of the lineup, but it was good to see actually Lane Thomas moving around the lineup seems to have gotten him going. He had 2 hits in 7 games in the 2 spot. Now he's had 2 hits in the leadoff spot, 2 hits in the 3 spot. But I hope that CJ is back there tonight. Although it's going to be an interesting matchup against the tough lefty, Mr. Snell. We're going to see the Cy Young winner tonight.
Yeah, Skip, my fingers aching a little bit. Maybe I could use one more day. Jags, thank you as always, buddy. Appreciate it.
But if he walks them, Snell allowed 25 steals
last year.
Just take your walks and then steal second. Put the oven mitt on and then steal second. That's what we'd like to see.
Led the league in walks and then let you steal as he's walking doubles.
Yeah, that's nice of you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jags.
Jags, thanks.
You got it. I enjoyed it. See you.
Good catching up, as always. There's Dave Jagler on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Let's dive into our top memories for Steven Strasburg next here on G&D.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.